Muslims around the world will celebrate Eid al-Fitr this weekend, the holiday that marks the end of Ramadan. For the past month, Muslims fasted from sunrise to sunset, and some Muslims found creative ways to draw religious inspiration during the holy month. Yusuf Mistak is an Afghan artist who moved to the U.S. from England. During Ramadan, he's created one new work of art every day, from music, paintings to poetry. He reads a little from one poem written on day 26 of Ramadan.
It is hard not to eat at least one baklava when your Emirati host sets a whole plate of them before you. And there are sweets everywhere, blinking and ringing down the decorated streets where Allah's theater is dedicated to offering beauty, bounty, bribery, tests. The clouds are purple and overcast upon enchanted hearts that have magic and infinity running out of them. Basically, I go home at nighttime or early in the morning after I wake up and pray, and I sit there and there's literally, it's like there's a sun rising in my chest or something, and it's like fireworks shooting off in my head, and I just feel like this is amazing, I've got to do something with it. So I'll take some of the instruments out, I'll start playing, I'll start layering tracks together and just singing, you know, or whatever it comes out. One of the songs is a harmonium piece. In the Quran, the archangel Jibril is mentioned quite a lot, and they talk about his body taking up the whole horizon, and that's how big he was in comparison to this like small human world that we live on, right? So I took that as an inspiration, and I made this wordless song, which is basically just a lot of strange sounds and singing and chanting. It's insane. I mean, during Ramadan, you may hear this a lot, but Muslims really look forward to it, and it's quite unique that you would look forward to not eating and not drinking. I'm fasting right now, and I'm incredibly thirsty, but the point is that you get some kind of strange energy. I've called it a third energy. For me, it's perfect for art. For Eid, I have no idea what my next piece is going to be. It could be anything. There's no way of knowing until the day comes, and I'm just going to be happy on Eid, but also sad that Ramadan is over for another year.
My name is Aman Ali, and my friend Bassam Tariq and I are fasting during this month of Ramadan. And so far, we've gone to 26 different mosques. New York City's community is a really good representation of the Muslim population in the entire world, because it's, you know, you have West African mosques, you have Indonesian, Bosnian, Albanian, Bengali, Indian, Pakistani, Palestinian, Saudi, Yemeni, Turkish, African American. One thing that really took us back is how welcoming and how warm we are received when we come to these places. We've gotten to taste all sorts of different foods, whether it be soul food. You know, a couple of days ago we had some amazing catfish. Indonesian food had all sorts of, you know, fancy noodle dishes, and of course traditional South Asian dishes, curry chicken, butter chicken. It's definitely been an experience, but to us, what makes the foods even better is the fact that we're eating these foods with our Muslim peers. I'm still trying to figure that out where exactly I want to spend Eid. One place that really caught my interest in particular, this mosque in Brooklyn, they are going to have a cha-cha dance line, and they are going to bring a James Brown impersonator. So I'm like, who's been reading my diary? Wow! I feel good.
Bloggers Aman Ali and Yusuf Mistak on how they've been observing the 30 days of Ramadan, which ends this weekend for many Muslims. You can find links to their blogs and more of their work on our website. Visit the new NPR.org and click on Tell Me More.